Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so the big story on the national news, the MSM news last night, was, and what they did was showed the folks at the Greenville, North Carolina Trump rally.
Yeah, that Greenville.
Yeah, that Greenville. Not this Greenville, yes. But that one. Wait, we're that Greenville. There's some other Greenville. We got to get it straight, right?
Get your hashtags together.
Well, no, we don't want the chamber folks out in the parking lot trying to burn the building down again. That was a mess last time.
Yes, exactly. Took a while to get engineering to clean that up, didn't it?
I know. Better them than us. Okay, so anyway. So this was the reaction. That what the liberal media did was isolate the chant, send her back, talking about Ilhan Omar, right? And they didn't give any context because they never do. That's how they steal history from you in real time through their lies of omission. And they reacted to the chant, which obviously is racist, right? I mean, it's just, they were only, and they create the impression that these Trump supporters were only chanting this because, you know, she's black. So I'd ask the question, okay, well, there's other black people in Congress, you know. Why aren't they chanting that about them if they're just, you know, racist? They don't have an answer for that question. Because it's what she believes. So I'll start with the liberal media's coverage of it. And then I'm going to do the run-up at the Trump rally. What led to the chant? Because Trump factually lays out a case here, and they ignore the case.
The president standing before the all-white crowd, almost all-white crowd, you know, basking in the send her back chants about a non-white member of Congress.
It's a rallying cry of send her back echoed through a North Carolina stadium.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so here's the list of indictments. Again, this is what worked the crowd into the frenzy. Did he say, she's black, send her back? No. We don't like people from Somalia, they're brown, send her back. No. It was this.
The leading voices of the Democrat Party are left-wing extremists who reject everything our nation stands for. Republicans know that America is the greatest force for peace and justice in the history of our world. But these left-wing ideologues see our nation as a force of evil. Their comments are helping to fuel the rise of a dangerous, militant hard left. They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this, how to do that. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it. Omar minimized the September 11th attacks on our homeland, saying some people did something.
Okay, he continues.
Vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. When you see the four congresswomen, oh, isn't that lovely? Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds. Her colleague, Representative Rashida Tlaib, she was describing the president. Vicious F word. That's not somebody that loves our country. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So Representative Ayanna Pressley refused to condemn the Antifa. These are bad people. If they don't love it.
And he ends with leave it. Okay, so there's a lot of context there, right? I mean, that's an indictment. That's an anti-American indictment. These are the things that they have done that are so far out of the mainstream that I dare say even Democrats couldn't relate to a lot of this.
And oddly enough, that had anything to do with race. It was all about policy.
Well, he whips the crowd up with that stuff, which is a legitimate indictment of their actions, many of which have been discussed in the mainstream media. And then they start the send her back chant. Well, all that's left out by the mainstream media. And it's just, they started saying send her back because she's black. No. Did you hear anything about their race in there? Anything? Even one thing. It's about their hate. They are seething with hatred and rage. And by the way, Lee, I got to tell you what, this chills me because we cannot accept this. This is why we have to get into the culture war. This is why we have to counter them at every corner. It cannot be easy for them. I mean, to me, this is chilling. These two things. Rashida Tlaib one of the four horsewomen of the apocalypse. I love how Trump worked that into his tweet. He actually called them the four horsewomen of the apocalypse yesterday in a tweet. Mm-hmm. Made my day. But anyway, this is Rashida Tlaib. Warning, not Trump, but Pelosi, the Democrat leader of the House. She better watch it if she wants to call them out on what they say. It doesn't matter how anti-Semitic it is, how hateful it is. It doesn't matter any of that. Because we are women of color. And I'm going to translate what she's about to say here. What she's saying is, we are women of color, and we have more liberal privilege than you, you old racist crone.
Yeah.
So you better shut up. You can't argue with anything we say. This is her, again, threatening Pelosi.
She is Speaker of the House. She can ask for a meeting to sit down with us for clarification. I've done racial justice work in our country for a long time. Acknowledge the fact that we are women of color. So when you do single us out, be aware of that and what you're doing.
So anybody of color cannot be singled out about policy because it is racism.
No, you can't criticize anything they say. Even if they're attacking you, you just have to sit back and take it, or you're a racist. That's what she just said. To the Democrat Speaker of the House. You're white. I'm not. I have more liberal privilege than you because of that. Shut up. By the way, she's not alone. This is one of the scariest stats I've seen in a long time. Again, from the Rasmussen poll of likely voters that just came out. 32% of Democrats say any white criticism of politicians of color is racist. That's a third of Democrats think this now. Any criticism.
Well, that is quite a stretch.
Yeah, but she hasn't said how she'll pay for the Green New Deal. Can't say it. Gotta shut up, racist.
Yeah.
But she wants to disband ICE and border enforcement. I mean, could we have an Al-Qaeda attack? Can't say anything. That's racist. Well, but if you're not going to stop anyone at the border, what about if Iran sends terrorists? Can't say anything. That's racist. You know where they have this, Lee? You know where this carries force of law? You want to see what this looks like? In the UK, France, and Germany.
Yep, you are correct.
In the UK, France, and Germany, which have seen a horrifying, this is where the left's getting this, by the way, a horrifying crackdown in the last couple of months. I mean, it started with Facebook admitting that it had kept a file on everybody, on all of their comments going back till they first came on Facebook. They turned the file over to the French court so people could be charged with hate crimes. Regular people, not politicians, just regular people. Their whole internet history, at least their history on Facebook. Okay, so that's France. France and Germany have recently launched secret police to spy on the right wing. Germany swore when they did it that it was just to protect the republic, that no politicians were spied on. It was less than 3 weeks before we found out their new secret police are spying on politicians. In also in Germany, in recent weeks, they have sent police out in a nationwide crackdown for hate speech based on stuff people have said online. And in the UK now, you can be prosecuted and arrested for correctly using stats about migrant crime. So you can have actual police stats. And if you say, hey, listen, you know, maybe we shouldn't have any more migration to Europe, look at the crime rate. That's a crime.
Speech police in the EU.
Yeah, they see that and they want it here. And they feel if the liberals over there get to have it, then they get to have it. Meanwhile, by the way, you literally have a branch of Hezbollah in Germany, while they're doing the raids on people for comments they've made online, that aren't even really racist. A lot of them are fact-based. Meanwhile, Hezbollah is marching in the streets screaming anti-Semitic slurs and isn't arrested.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. And I'm telling you, they're watching Europe. They want this. They feel entitled to have it here. They're smarter and better looking, and no one should argue with them. So we're now at the point where 32% of Democrat likely voters say any white criticism of politicians of color is racist. That is straight out of Europe. And I'm telling you what, it looks like the Iron Curtain coming down in Europe right now. That's what it looks like. Where does this end? Do we just stand up to them eventually and it ends? Does it ever end? What happens?
That's a very good question. It'll be interesting to see how the right in Europe reacts to it.
Well, they can't because they'll be arrested.
Well, just like Area 51, you can't shoot all of them.
Theoretically.
You get my point there.
It depends on the kind of weaponry you're
this
talking
is true.
About. You know what I'm saying?
Because you have had Mr. Congressman Swalwell talk about using nuclear weapons against Second Amendment supporters.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'd imagine he'd have a targeting problem there.
Yeah. Luckily, he has already pulled out of the Democrat presidential nomination race. And I realize that for the most part he's jesting, but even to make that comment, that's ludicrous.
I don't think he was joking. The guy interviewing him at the time was like, basically, you know, do you want to rephrase that? And he really didn't.
No. Well, I mean, what he meant was that you think you got guns, we've got bigger guns and we'll use them against you. That's what he was talking about doing, against American citizens exercising their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, and so I guess we'll add white citizens wanting to engage in political debate with those they disagree. Can't do that. Racist.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gonna jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line just a sec. Hang on if you're waiting there. 800-347-1063. I gotta get to this. In the annals of dual justice, where Democrats openly commit crimes and liberals, right there for the cameras, everybody knows they did it and everybody pretends they didn't. This is an historic moment in the annals of dual justice. Ilhan Omar's, in her state, her local media, has begun to dig again. I don't know why they're bothering. I mean, normally Democrats aren't questioned into her marriage to her brother, which she, you know, committed to do immigration fraud. Anyway, the way that she did it is illegal and a potentially deportable offense. Oh, by the way, her dad's an illegal immigrant as well. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. We are being told by the Democrats, 32% of the Democrats, we cannot criticize Ilhan Omar. Well, what if she committed a crime? Can't do it. Not if you're white. Trump said to heck with that. And this is why I say in the annals of dual justice, I mean, it's so bad. If you've been following this at all, the local media has been reporting, I mean, and I don't know why they're digging, but they are, reporting, there's some conservative media there too in the state. It is becoming very, very clear she married her brother to get the immigration benefits to be able to come into the country. So President Trump was doing a press conference yesterday, and he says there's a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother, about Representative Ilhan Omar. Okay. Trump gets flack every day for legally bringing, his wife into the country. This ain't legal. It's really clear this isn't legal. There's a lot of questions here. So Trump's saying there's a lot of talk about the fact she was married to a brother. He goes on, you know, says, it seems like people sure should be looking into that. I mean, it's pretty bad when it takes the president of the United States to point out in public at a press conference, hey, you know, I know we got a dual justice system, and not only can you not criticize Democrats, you can't indict them or even investigate them. But can somebody look into this? Because the evidence is pretty overwhelming here. I mean, it's really bad when the president has to do that in order to get law enforcement off their rumps. But there's terror. There's terror here. You can't go after, she's black. Yeah, but it appears there's good evidence out there that she married her brother. That's immigration fraud. Plus, Vikes breaks a couple other laws as well. They won't touch her. I mean, think about it. A country in which the president of the United States of America, say in a press conference, oh, by the way, it appears there's a crime here. Anybody you got to investigate? Whoa. I mean, take it back 10, 15 years ago, they'd have been all over it. Not today. The president can't get, watch this. This is what, how it will go. Can't get the police to do the job. We got plenty of people could investigate this. The Department of Injustice could investigate this. Local police, state police could investigate this. I mean, when the president has to say, oh, look, there's a crime here, because no one will investigate it. What does that say to you? Stuart in Greer. Hey, Stuart.
Good morning. I think it's interesting that most of our indoctrinated third graders would find it interesting that their white is not a color. But anyway,
yeah.
The Democrat Party, really, they don't have a governing plan. What they have is an agenda to dismantle the United States as a constitutional republic. And that's basically all they want to do. They're removing every religious symbol. You name it, they're tearing it down. If it's in the America's productive historical past, they're a target. And what we need to do is confront this on the local level. You've got Dick Harpootlian, Clyburn, and all these other collaborators, and nothing more than Hitler's. Really, they are. They're the Hitler. They are the enemy among us, and we need to start treating them that way. They deserve no respect. They deserve everything they get negatively, and that includes mention. So that's basically all I have. But you're pretty much right on the money, and you bring these things out. But there's not a lot of people I see at all these various meetings I go to that are standing up personally for what they do verbally over the air, and that's not good. We need to have numbers out there at these meetings and rallies and so forth. Now, Trump will draw them, but unless Trump comes to South Carolina, I don't see that happening anywhere. You know, I go to the conventions and this and that, but we just don't have the numbers that are willing to stand up. And that's about all I have. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Stuart. I appreciate your phone call. And, you know, folks on the text line, 71307, are echoing you there. Texter writes, soon truth will be a hate crime. Another texter writes, if criticizing idiots and anti-Semites in politics who happen to be people of color makes me racist, I'm cool with that. Where's my T-shirt? Another texter writes, political correctness is the root of all evil when someone's words can create chaos. Texter writes, if we do not, yes, see, this is so true. This is what he's saying, too. If we do not stand against the likes of the socialist squad, it will never end. That's what they want. They want to normalize the idea that no one can criticize them because they're brown. Not even Nancy Pelosi. For anything. They talk, you listen. That's how the debate goes. And if what they say doesn't make any sense, you can't point it out. Texter writes, hey, Tara, according to the leftist mob, if we're not consumed with white guilt, we are racist. So be it. If that's how they feel. Also, I knew AOC just wanted the illegals released into our country. That's her real goal. Shame them into releasing them. She's disgusting, and her numbers can't say that word. And the lady challenging her sounds like she'll mop the floor with AOC. I hope.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to talk with Todd. Hey, Todd in Fountain Inn. What's on your mind?
The Jihad Squad was meant to be a minor distraction to get us off of Epstein, because that was about to blow a bunch of Democrats out of the water. But what happened, as with everything in the Democrats' forte, is it blew up in their face because Trump seen an opportunity. I would hate to play chess or poker against that man. And now all hell's broken loose, and he forced Nancy Pelosi's hand to either burn Ocasio-Cortez and her squad or pull them in and make them the real face of the Democrat Party, which is what they did, and that's just gone to hell in a handbasket.
Well, Todd, here's the thing. I got to disagree with you on the one thing, and I don't think this is a distraction from Epstein. I think that Nancy Pelosi legitimately realized how bad the squad being associated with the Democrat Party is. And we have proof of that, because last week she tried to disassociate herself from them and was very successful, even got them to call her a racist, which, believe me, she was popping the champagne bottles. Corks were flying over that. They called her a racist. The split was official. The media would have corrected anybody who said that they were associated with the Democrat Party. They're just fringe. Everybody else is moderate. And Trump took a wrecking ball to that. He saw how dangerous that would be if the media and the Democrats could split them off. Because they are absolutely driving the Democrat agenda. So I don't think either thing has anything to do with the other. The Epstein thing is going to be a mess for the Democrat Party. I agree with you on that. But I don't think the two things are related at all. I actually think that the socialism squad is a bigger problem for the Democrats. And it's not just me. Here's CNN's Jake Tapper telling you exactly what I told you when that Trump tweet broke. I was the first one to say it that day. I said it before Rush did. But Rush was right on this, too. I was holding my breath to see which way he'd go. And I was so afraid he'd say this was a mess. It was a mistake by Trump, but it wasn't. It was a slam dunk. And I even explained how this wasn't him flying off the handle. This was logical. It was mathematically based. The two of the most coveted swing states after like Florida, Michigan and Minnesota, were close to flipping one to red, and the other one he won by 0.2%. That's where two members of the squad are from. He's trying to turn out those rural voters who support him. That's what this is about. And tying them around the Democrat Party's neck. Okay, so it's not just me saying it and Rush saying it. It's CNN's Jake Tapper. Wait, what? Isn't he a liberal? Yeah. Listen to this series of tweets by Jake Tapper. Okay, you can almost smell the desperation here. The reason Jake Tapper is tweeting this, he is stepping out of his role as a supposedly unbiased journalist, which is a joke anyway. And he's warning the Democrats, you got a problem here because Trump just whooped you. Tapper admits the president won this one. And he did. The polls are showing us that, too. I'm going to get into that in a minute. House Democrats appeared unified in their... This is his tweet. I'm going to read these. This is, again, liberal Jake Tapper from CNN. House Democrats appeared unified in their votes this week, but I've spent the day talking to a bunch of them, and many are extremely frustrated. All agree POTUS's, that's Trump's, tweets needed to be condemned. They spoke under condition of anonymity so they could be candid. The president won this one, said House Dem 1 of President of Trump v. Squad, AOC, Tlaib, Omar, and Presley showdown. What the president has done is politically brilliant. Pelosi was trying to marginalize these folks, and the president has now identified the entire party with them. He did. Tapper continues. Another issue. What are Dems focused on? Is it what will help the class of 2018, largely more moderate than the squad, get reelected? They're not more moderate. They're just less vocal. Okay. Then he quotes the second Democrat representative. The president's words and actions speak for themselves. We need to focus on the issues that got them here, jobs, health care, instead of the issues the president brings up deliberately. Anything that takes away from bread and butter issues is playing into his hands. They're right. Tapper continues on Twitter. Other House Democrats are conflicted about having to defend the squad, given things they've said and done. House Democrats cited talk of supporting challengers to incumbent Democrats in primaries, AOC's use of the term concentration camps, and anti-Semitic comments by Tlaib and Omar. Again, you could say that on conservative talk radio. The Democrats know how bad this stuff hurts, even if they're pretending they don't. Tapper continues, this perceived selective outrage rankled some Democrats. Everybody was completely outraged by what the president said House Democrat 3, and everybody thought it was appropriate to criticize him. But this was the first time the House has taken action to criticize him in any way. We couldn't even bring ourselves to have a resolution exclusively condemning anti-Semitism uttered by one of the members, Omar, but we left to their defense here. This is right off talk radio. They know how bad this is, believe me. They're only talking about it on background. Tapper continues. A few House Democrats noted that Omar and Tlaib just introduced a resolution affirming the right of Americans to boycott, perceived as an expression of support for the anti-Israel BDS movement. It's highly anti-Semitic as well. I mean, so here, House Democrat 3 continued. This is talking to Jake Tapper. So we'll hear a tirade of attacks on Israel from the same group, said House Democrat 3. Hopefully they won't be anti-Semitic. This is what they're dealing with. I believe this. You can see it. House Democrat 4 also brought up that the bill coming from somebody with a history of anti-Semitism, Omar. So, yeah, it's challenging. Yeah. And what's even more challenging is you got Rashida Tlaib saying, I'm brown, to Nancy Pelosi. You can't criticize me. You cannot do that.
She is Speaker of the House. She can ask for a meeting to sit down with us for clarification. I've done racial justice work in our country for a long time. Acknowledge the fact that we are women of color. So when you do single us out, be aware of that and what you're doing.
Okay. Oh, fabulous. By the way, you want to know something funny? This Rasmussen poll Trump hits 50% approval over the last 4 days. The percentage of Americans saying he's racist goes down 6 points. Down 6 points. The percentage of Americans saying the Democrats are just using race, he's not really racist, goes up to 49%. That's up from 43% in an earlier survey. He gains 6 points. 6 point swing from people saying, nah, he's not racist. You can tell they're just using it against him. They lost this one bet. That's over 4 days. Good God. If they continue with this everyone's a white supremacist but me stuff, shoot's going to be a Reagan landslide.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Texter writes, we don't stand against the likes of the squad. It will never end. True that, as someone said to me the other day. Texter writes, so the founding of our country was not a revolution in the strictest sense, but a war for independence. Since our petition for representation was ignored, we had no other option. A fine point, but a very important one. So says Pat in Gray Court. And a point I make all the time to the folks in the text line who want to just have at it. There's a lot of people who are like, bring it. Well, that's a great point, Pat. I mean, at the time, the British Parliament was taxing the people of America, but they had no representation in British Parliament. We have representation. We still have a functioning voting system. We should use it. We have not exhausted that option, not by a long shot. And there is only, you know, folks are texting me, saying, what do we do about this, Terry? You just complain. Well, I got to tell you, there's only one answer here. There's only one way. No other way. We have to hand them a defeat. So bad, so tough, so amazing, so unbelievable at the polls in this upcoming election that they're out wandering in the woods for a generation. It's the only option at this point. There's no other option. That's it. It's got to be landslide. Rejection of this stuff, or it will continue to grow like a cancer. Texter writes, Teflon Don wins again. I love it, Tara. LOL, Sherry. I mean, you got to laugh, Sherry. When the media spends 4 days telling us how racist Trump is, and the percentage of Americans saying Trump's racist goes down by 6 percentage points. Hmm? Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, all these, panty-waisted pearl-clutchers on our side, well, no, they called him racist. Yeah, so what? They would have called him that anyway. Folks, if they did not call Trump racist this week over those tweets, they would have called him racist over something else. So, instead, we now have slightly more than 49%. Okay, let me read this. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 47% of all likely U.S. voters think Trump is a racist. That's down from 50%. So 3-point drop. Slightly more than 49% disagree and say his opponents are accusing him of racism for political gain. That's up from 43%. So that's a 6-point gain in 4 days. People saying, nah, we hear the racism, racism, racism. Nah, that's just something they say. Just make that stuff up. Wow, that's a great week for the Dems. Again, can we pay them to keep this up? This is hilarious. Again, it was 50% thought Trump was a racist when we started this at the beginning of the week. Now it's 47%. At the beginning of the week, 43% said, yeah, racism, schmacism. They just say that to tar Trump. They don't really, we don't really think he's racist. That went from 43% to 49. That's a massacre, especially since Rasmussen polls likely voters. And Rasmussen was the most accurate poll going into the 2016 election. They missed it by a point. So well within the margin of error. So let them. This was good. The RNC, did you see this? The RNC mailed 73 American flags to top Democrats, ripping them for their deafening silence over the desecration of our flag and the raising of the Mexican flag and the fact that none of them will condemn it. Okay, good. That's the beginning. Let's work our way up to criticizing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Ayanna Pressley for refusing to condemn the left-wing Antifa terrorist who attacked the ICE facility. That's the big one. They won't use it. I don't know why. Probably because it'd work, and they're the RNC, and if it would work, they won't do it. Texter writes, Tara, I agree that Democrats know how bad the squad is. The problem is Trump and his supporters are starting to go too far. The chance of send her back is ugly and un-American. Going forward, this has to stop. Omar, as vile as she is a citizen. If that tone continues, all the gains Trump has gotten from this issue will be gone. Trump did not gain one new supporter because of that. It's probably true. I bet you he lost a few. Trump and his crew have got to be smarter than this. What do you think? Do you agree with that? Again, that's not a chant that Trump led either. Text writes, hey, Tara, I am a pipe designer and 1/8 per foot slope might not seem like a lot, but if you go out 100, that's 12 inches of height change. Think of that in politics. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.